Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnson, their coach, is making all kinds of excuses for not preparing his team well to play us. I don't have any respect for him because he got my college on probation, Oklahoma State, and now he's at the Cowboys, and he doesn't have the guts to take credit for a loss. He's trying to blame the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I have no respect for the man at all. And I don't think if his friend had known the club, he wouldn't be back next year, I'm sure, as a coach.
Oh, now we're talking. Now it's Cowboys week. Welcome back, Midday Show.
That sounded real personal right there.
It was. I mean, that's the
button. I got no respect for you.
You know, I miss the days of coaches and coaches have too much respect for each other these days. Doesn't it feel like that across all sports?
They say the right things.
Well, right. PR-wise, in the media.
He said, I have no respect for him.
I mean, how much more fun would it be if Sirianni came out this week and was like, you know what? I have no respect for Mike McCarthy.
Well, remember when he wore the Beat Dallas shirt?
Well, that was a little,
he tried.
Well, you got...
That was disrespectful.
There's a cool way to do it, like Buddy. And then there's a...
the not cool way to do it, Nick.
Right, I guess the last time
read the room
was Rex Ryan the last NFL head coach that kind of still did this stuff.
Sure, like throw fuel on the fire.
Sean Payton has done a little bit recently.
Yeah,
he's just pompous, but he likes to do. Remember, he ripped Hackett and he ripped Buddy.
He had to walk it back.
Yeah, because everyone gets too. I don't know. It's like too sensitive.
We need to bring back disrespect.
That's what I mean between coaches. Because Kyle's right.
Say be disrespectful.
The players are too friendly with the dumb podcasts.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Yeah, if Sirianni wants to win me back, he comes out Sunday after the game and says McCarthy's a bad coach. Of course, we knew we'd beat him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That would
no
be
respect
awesome.
For Mike McCarthy.
Zero. All right, 215-592-9494. It is ComboCon. Today we're looking for great rivalries, and it could be sports, could be non-sports. First couple we got are sports, but even there's a lot of non-sports rivalries out there that are all-timers. 215-592-9494. And looking forward as. We get ready for this game on Sunday. Are you ready to look past the Cowboys? Say this is a lock win.
No.
I am. Hugh's a little afraid of Cooper Rush as it's coming to fruition here. A little afraid of the backup quarterback. I'm not. Let's go and win this football. I want the Eagles to win this game by three scores. Bury the Cowboys. One thing OG Wade said a few minutes ago, and it's absolutely true.
What's that?
We got a little extra stuff in this game. Kellen Moore going back to the place that fired him. I mean, let's be real. The Cowboys fired Kellen Moore. Mike McCarthy moved on from Kellen Moore. I got a Kellen Moore revenge game.
Because he was doing Cowboy stuff.
I want a Kellen Moore revenge game.
We're doing a Kellen Moore revenge game tonight.
And Jalen Hurts has never won in his home state. I mean, how long can you be the Eagles quarterback and never win in Dallas? I mean, at some point
that'd be nice. And then you probably bought a bunch of tickets, your family coming down and everything.
I'm just saying, we got the Moore angle. We got the Hurts angle. I'm not scared of this.
Forget about the Cooper Rush angle.
I'm choosing to not pay attention to the Cooper Rush angle. What's the Cooper Rush angle?
That's just ignorant. I mean, the revenge game, Cooper Rush.
Was on a 4-0 heater until he played. Until
he played a real team.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Until he played a real team.
And they gave him his only loss as a starter.
He got smacked because he's a backup.
And now he's looking for pay.
Also, any given Sunday.
And it's any given Sunday.
Let's go to the phone lines. Alex in Philadelphia. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's up, Hugh?
What's up,
buddy?
We cooking the Cowboys. Cooking them.
Let him know, Alex. Let these guys
know
not to
let
be scared.
Know. Talk to
them. Saquon is going to moonwalk all over them. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Can't stop a nosebleed. Gotcha.
Are you worried about them guys?
When you say that, they can't stop a nosebleed.
And he said it like it was in the condescending tone that he said, they can't even stop a
They
nosebleed.
Can't. I mean, if the Falcons gave the ball to Bijan Moore, he would have ran for 150, Alex. They can't stop anybody.
I got Saquon for 175 rushing yards.
Ah, now we're talking. Run all over him.
He's going to moonwalk all over.
He said moonwalk.
How about a backwards hurdle? We doing one of those again?
He's going to moonwalk.
No, I don't like that. Don't do that again.
Okay.
He's going to moonwalk all over the
Moonwalk all over. Yep. Smash
okay, I hope it happens that way.
Well,
Alex
sees it the right way. This is a smash spot for the Eagles. This is
33-10, maybe.
Maybe
10.
Maybe 10. You hear that, Hugh? Maybe.
Alex, can I ask you a question? Just a little revisionist history. What did you think the score was going to be last year in the playoffs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I thought we was going to get blown out.
You thought we was going to get blown out.
But that Eagles team was bad.
But that Eagles team was bad.
No, this one's good.
I'm not attacking Alex. I'm just saying it just feels like a theme these parts. Well, we're going to kill them.
No, we're not going to kill them. We're going to cook them.
We're going to cook them.
Yeah.
We're
going to cook them.
I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay,
all right,
that's
Alex,
fine.
Alex, what do you got for us? Great rivalry.
Vander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe.
I like it. I like it, Alex. Good one. Are we doing the boxing rivalries in here? All right, Bowe and Holyfield.
No, that's a good one. Bowe and Holyfield.
But see, yeah, your example last year, though, the Eagles were playing like crap then. They're playing well now.
I'm just saying. I mean, sometimes I feel like, and I'm not attacking anybody, but sometimes I feel like we allow our fandom to get in the way of reality. And I don't feel like there ever should be a time, especially the way that this team is, even though they're trending in the right direction, there should never be a time where you feel like we should overlook anybody. We just sat here for a whole week and talked about how incompetent our coach may or may not be. We've argued about that all week long.
Yeah, I think he is.
And now we're going to Dallas and we're going to drop 30 on them.
They've done this with this coach.
Like, I'm just saying.
They
I'm
can
just,
blow teams out with Nick Sirianni. I've seen it plenty of times.
That's just like saying your girl was twerking. Bad analogy time.
No, not this again.
Like you just saying, your girl went to the cup. She ain't going to twerk this week. And as soon as back that thing up, come on, you looking around because you're nervous. It's the same thing.
It's not really.
It's kind of the same thing.
I don't know.
I just like using that analogy.
I know. By the way, what's our results in our poll? Do you wear socks? Because we found out for a while, Hugh thinks that 45% of people don't wear socks each day. And I think I actually think that's crazier than the Bigfoot thing you've thrown out over the time.
No, a lot of people don't wear socks.
45%?
Yeah.
Of society's not wearing socks?
Yeah, somebody right now that's listening in earshot of the show does not have a pair of socks.
But 45%, Hugh.
Somebody is different. Yeah.
But I feel strongly in my take about 45%. You know I ain't backing up off of this guy. You know how I get down.
What's the poll results right now? Like 95?
97%. Yes, they wear socks.
People wear socks?
Yeah, dude. We also got to stick the sports comment.
Oh, okay. In terms of the side topic or the socks?
No, because it's Eagles Cowboys week, Joe, and we're talking about socks on the air. I mean.
Do people want Eagles Cowboys content? Is that what they want? Let's hear Seth Joyner saying we need to kill the Cowboys on Sunday. Here's Seth with us a couple days ago.
There have been times in the history of this rivalry when the Eagles have been on the opposite end of the circumstances and how it looks and feels right now. They didn't have no mercy or no sympathy on us. We should go in this game with no mercy or sympathy for them. I mean, go down there, totally destroy them in their house, you know, while they're down, kick them, you know. While they're down, pour your drink on them. I don't care. I don't want the Eagles to go in and dominate this game, put the foot on the gas pedal, and keep it on there until the clock says 0-0-0. If you can go down there and put 70 on them like they put on somebody last year, do it.
You hear that? Put
no, I'm
70,
not saying, I'm not,
70
I'm not
on them.
I'm not saying not do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying don't expect it to be easy.
Well, I don't
That's
expect
all.
70. But the fact that we're... Like the fact that Seth could talk about that means there's a mismatch here. This isn't supposed to be a game.
No, you always feel like that's what you want to do, but I just don't want to go in there and underestimate anybody. That's what I'm saying. I'm not underestimating the Cowboys. I think that they're going to put up a fight. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm sitting there saying. I know everybody else talking about they're going to get, what do you say, cooked.
Cooked.
They're going to get cooked. I think they're going to put up a fight. They're going to put up more of a fight than anybody else thinks they're going to get put up.
I think they will fight.
Four-point system or not, they're going to put up a fight.
I think they will put up a fight. I just don't think they're what do they do well right now? They don't run. They're one of the worst rushing teams in the league.
No, the
Cooper Rush can't throw.
And they're delusional to a certain extent.
Yes.
Because what Dak thought they were going to – he's like, what did he say? Don't be with us now. Don't come back. Yeah.
Right.
No, he said, don't come back when we start playing well. Mm-hmm. That has not turned the corner yet.
So let me ask you a question. Do you want to see and need to see a blowout on Sunday? Seth obviously is talking blowout.
I would like to see one. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I don't think a blowout's going to happen. I need a blowout.
Oh, yeah. You ask me, do you need to see the Eagles blow out the Cowboys? My answer is always going to be yes.
That, you come out of the womb saying that. That's
right.
An easy one. Let me say this. If the Eagles do struggle to win this game, that's not a good sign. It's not a good sign.
You're looking at, because we're looking for comfort in the way that they win games. Right?
Yes.
I mean, especially after the last couple of weeks that we've had, I just need them to win games.
But what does it say if they can't beat this team by 10 points?
Well, I feel like, to talk about what you're talking about, Joe, if they beat the Cowboys and it's a close game, as long as there's not a whole bunch of egregious things that we'll talk about, like the calls or certain circumstances, mm-hmm. stuff like that, I don't have a problem with that. Because I feel like, for the most part, it's a division opponent, and it's going to be tough. And especially, to your point, there are probably some guys that are on this team that are probably doing exactly what we're saying that you thinking they're doing, and I think that they shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
They're overlooking the Cowboys because of their record, because Dak is hurt, because Micah Parsons is coming off an injury. And all those intangibles that I'm talking about have the potential of being a factor in the game.
Sure.
Football is a fickle mistress, man, when it comes to stuff like that, because all of those things, you can prepare for the week, but at the end of the day, in the back of your mind, if you're feeling like you're going there and you're overlooking this team, the first thing you know, you're going into the half and it might be 14-17 and you're in a dogfight. You know what I mean? And now you have to try to mentally get prepared for this second half. It's the same as like last week when we were talking about going into the half against the Jacksonville Jaguars being down 3 scores as opposed to 2. Now, I know to a lot of people that doesn't sound like a whole lot because you're talking about 1 point, 16-17, but that's 3 scores.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
But to a guy, to a team that's already mentally ready to check out, that's three touchdowns insurmountable in their mind. It might be insurmountable
in
their mind.
It probably was, yeah.
And it's different when you go in there and you're 2 scores down. You'd be like, hey, we still got a chance.
No question. Didn't we just do this with the Giants? Division game on the road. They blew the doors off them. Like, they just had a game similar to this, right? On the road, rivalry, division game. And the game wasn't close. They won it 28-3. I guess the way I frame it for Sunday in terms of how they win, assuming they win, is if they're a Super Bowl team, they should beat this team up. You know, like, teams that are Super Bowl teams should not be in a game with Cooper Rush, and he has nothing around him, right? It's not like they have a great defense, running game. You know, if the Eagles are as good as we think they could be, then they should win this game without question.
We lost to Heineke and the Commanders in 2022, Joe.
I know, but that was a fluke.
This could be any given Sunday, Joe.
Yeah, I okay. It was a fluke.
But that's the point.
No, but hold on. That game, if I remember correctly, they outgained him by like 200 yards.
Yes.
There was a lot of weird fourth downs.
The fumble from God. Yeah. We shot ourselves in the foot. We could do that.
Sure, but you don't go in expecting that.
No. But you have to account for it.
Yeah.
I account for it, and I swat it away. And you guys are going to lose.
Well, you and I, football guys, know that it's any given
you
Sunday.
Guys are
and
lose
and you never overlook an opponent.
Hitting with the cliche as much as we
That's
want.
Right.
Hitting with any given Sunday.
You
brick
guys
brick.
Are going to lose sleep all weekend.
Brick
I'm going to sleep
brick.
Like a
standard
baby.
Standard is the standard.
The standard,
and
I'm gonna, you beat me to it. The
and
standard
I can't
is
wait
the
for Thursday night against the Commanders. The actual.
Rising.
The actual.
All. What? Damn! It can't ask me.
How many cliches can we stuff into one segment?
Rising tide raises all boats.
Be the thermostat.
Yes.
Got to set the temperature in the room. Be that thermostat.
Yeah. Be the thermostat.
No, let's go to Chuck and Matt. Harry. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Hey,
up,
Chuck.
Man?
It's a football Friday. Let's go.
Let's go, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Hey, listen, I'm feeling a blowout though. Joe, I'm not feeling that, man. Not at all. This is gonna be a close game. You know what I mean? Because you know this team ain't good enough to, you know, Sirianni is a moron. Okay, he can't get out his own way, and he don't know how to coach out of paper bag. So you know, I don't think he has the capability of coaching a blowout. You know what I'm saying? Especially against a division rival where you're not that successful. You know, in Dallas. They're not that successful in Dallas.
That's true. They haven't won there since 17. It's a long time now.
Dallas is going to be up for this game. You know what I mean? This is a rival, man. You know what I mean? So, anybody thinking they're going to go out there because they don't got Dak and they don't got CeeDee Lamb and they don't got, you know, whoever out there, Michael Parsons, whoever the case may be, you know, you sadly mistaken, man. This team ain't good enough to blow somebody out. Plus, I don't think A.J. Brown playing this week, is he?
So he did practice yesterday. We don't have a full clarification yet, but it sounds like he's at least at practice. So well, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think this team like to blow people out, the Eagles. Man, I'll be honest with you, man. It's going to be a close game. You know, we always got to keep it close, man. You know what I mean? Even if they get up high on them, they'll let the team back into the game because that's what they do. You know what I mean? With the coaching, this coach and this quarterback, they like close games. You know what I mean? So I got us winning. You know what I mean? I'm saying we win 28 to 24. No. I'm sorry. The defense is much better than that. 28-20.
All right, so that's a nail biter at the end, but we got at least a full possession lead. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Great rivalry, Chuck. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going with, you know, in the 80s, Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
Ooh, the action heroes. Stallone, Schwarzenegger.
There we go. Finally a non-sports
yeah,
one.
Thinking outside the box.
That's a really good one. Chuck, we appreciate it. Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
Were you a Stallone or Schwarzenegger guy?
I was a Stallone guy.
Okay. I wasn't around for that.
I mean, there was action.
No, it was a great. It was a great action era.
Well,
man.
What do you, Hugh? How would you incorporate if we're ranking these? Would you throw Jean-Claude Van Damme in there?
He was. Yeah. Muscles from Brussels. That's what they used to call him. The Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah. And then there was one more.
He was probably respectfully. He was the third. Now Schwarzenegger and Stallone. It just all depends on which movies that you gravitated towards.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're talking about The Running Man. You're talking about Total Recall.
Yep.
You're talking about Demolition Man for Stallone. Rambo. The Rambo movies were big.
Is Dolph not included in this? Or is he? I'm genuinely asking.
Well, no. Dolph was more. What did he have? Was he in I Come in Peace?
Well, he was Drago.
No, he was. He had a couple action movies. I think he was in I Come in Peace. I think. Or it was somebody that looked like him. He didn't really have that many. He tried to do The Punisher. That was horrible.
Were you a Seagal guy?
Steven Seagal.
I wasn't. No, I didn't really love Steven Seagal.
It's the way he ran, dog. I mean, no disrespect. He could fight. But when he took off running, it was like, for real?
Yeah, that didn't work. What was Seagal's biggest one? Under Siege?
No.
Above the Law?
Was it Above the Law?
I think I remember Above the Law, but Under Siege, I feel like that was the Steven Seagal. Some of these movies, see, Kyle missed this. These were big hits in the 80s, and then these were like movies on TV in the 90s. Anytime you turned your TV on in the 90s, Seagal was there.
Yeah.
Van Damme was there. It was like you just turn it on. They're just there. They're with you all the time.
See, it's The Run. Like, you got me thinking about Steven Seagal. I mean, it was The Run. It was like every time he took off running, he was like, dog, could you stop running?
Yeah, it didn't work.
He just, the run. You got to watch it. Just Google Steven Seagal's Run, Kyle, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
Kyle, I would watch a clip on YouTube. I wouldn't waste the 2+ hours.
Not the whole movie.
It's 2024.
Just watch the clip.
Yeah, just watch the clip.
But it was just like when he took off running, man, it was like, eh.
It didn't work.
It was wild.
Well, sometimes when different actors play athletes in movies, you can tell which ones when they were young played, and then which ones, like, you try to watch them throw a football, and it's like, this guy's never thrown a football.
Oh, seeing The Run,
it's not great.
No, it's
it was different.
What's the worst run, you think? Because the morning show always kind of chronicles DeCamera's jog for Beat the Hammer.
There's no way that's not really awful.
DeCamera's?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because the way John describes it, it's like he's...
A belly run.
The belly's out on the run, which is not...
I can picture that. It's hilarious.
It feels like an old man running. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's going on, buddy?
What up, man?
First of all, this is going... I'm a Seth Joyner, man. Stump these guys out.
Yep.
Kick them while they're on the ground. And humiliate these guys. Throw trash on them. I want you guys to beat these guys down. The fact of the matter is, like, Dallas hasn't looked good all year, even when they had Dak Prescott. They look horrible. How will we look And Atlanta blew, when they play Atlanta, they got blown out. When they play Detroit, they got blown out. So if we go up against these guys and they go to dogfight with Cooper Rush, how would that make us look? We got to look formidable against these guys. They don't have any players, Hugh. They have nobody except for CeeDee Lamb.
Wait a minute, Terrence. Who are you trying to convince, me or you? I'm just saying.
He's trying to convince me. These are facts.
No, that's not a fact.
It is a fact.
That's not a fact.
Two of their three wins are against Daniel Jones and Big Creepy.
Early in the season.
Yeah, and lately they haven't won.
Man, this is a rival.
And look, Hugh, when the defensive players come out and say they're not used to Zimmer's defensive philosophy yet, that's a sign of a problem.
Terrence, I know what you're doing, Terrence, and we're cool. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to tell you this to give you agita this weekend. I'm not trying to ruin your weekend.
Well, I'm not letting you ruin it this weekend.
But what I'm trying to tell you.
This is going to be a slobber knocker.
I'm trying to tell you.
We're going to stump a mud hole in these guys.
And then walk it dry.
The fact that they've had all that stuff, that turmoil, and everybody's been talking about how it's going south down there, makes me even more nervous. They're going to come out and they're going to.
It's amazing how nervous Douglas is.
Jerry Jones is a disaster. They're a disaster. So you think this week Cooper Rush is going to come out and going to have the magical performance of a lifetime?
Terrence, how many times have we been down this road and I've steered you wrong? Every time that I've been here,
all the time.
I don't think he'll believe me. I'm saying. I think we're gonna beat these guys down. Run up the score
on Sunday.
Here's what key point right here. After the way we finished that game versus Jacksonville, you think that's not on our minds? After the way we finished that game versus Jacksonville, when we almost let them back in the game, we gotta make a point this week, and we gotta come out there and whoop Dallas ass.
Mm-hmm.
You hope?
We have to.
Y'all hope?
No, I expect to whoop them. I expect to win this game by double digits.
I try to be the voice of reason on this show every day.
But I give you reason, and you say, well, no.
And I give you intangibles that make sense.
But
the fact that the Dallas Cowboys have been a dumpster fire all week and coaches throwing people out of the bus. What did he say?
Year.
It was a one-on-one.
Ask the player.
He
said
it was a one-on-one conference. Listen.
Dumpster fire.
All year, Hugh.
They're embattled, and you got your hated rival coming into town, man. If I'm mad at – listen. If you mad at a family member, you're going to take it out on somebody else. They're going to try to take it out on us, man. What?
Dude, guess what? Parsons is playing this week, right?
He's going to play.
He's already complimenting Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
He's already saying Barkley – look what he's doing to the league.
Well, he ain't that bright. Michael Parsons is different. I'm not going to say he's not that bright. He's just different.
He's a goofball. All right, Terrence, give us a great rivalry.
Man, I was going to say a box one, but I'm going to go ahead and say Tom and Jerry, man. Come on, bro.
There
you go. That's a good one.
That's a big one. Good one, Terrence. My daughter started to watch Tom and Jerry. It's funny sometimes if your kids start watching the same shows you did because you can watch them wherever they stream. I think they've actually updated Tom and Jerry. It's on Netflix. I got caught up.
You start watching.
It's awesome. It's mesmerizing.
She had it on. I was like, oh, I love Tom and Jerry. And then an hour later, I'm sitting there like, we've watched 5 Tom and Jerry's. We probably should do something else.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football spotted at the 1. Now, they tried the tush push at the end of the first half, and the ruling was that they didn't make it. Let's see what they do right here. Again, they're in the same formation going for 2. Hurts under center. Hurts. In a long count, they push and they shove, and we have not been told yet.
They're waving it off again.
Is it time to say goodbye, Hugh?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Last Sunday was eye-opening. Sometimes you got to know when to say goodbye.
See, here's the thing, man. It was the perfect storm Sunday. Mm. Off of a lot of controversy a few weeks ago. We thought we were out of the woods. I'm trying to be logical in these situations. Why are you looking at me like I'm good and crazy right now?
We don't deal in that.
Did you not hit the sign today? Leave logic at home.
I didn't hit the sign. I forgot to hit the sign.
It's like at Notre Dame. Play like a champion.
I forgot to hit the sign. But no, I don't think it's the end of the tush push. I think what happened last weekend was, I guess this is another bad analogy time.
Here we go.
Because you don't play video games, but Madden. In Madden.
Well, I play Madden. I mean, not recently, but
yeah, but it's like in Madden, you know, you tend to run a play that's money, you know, because you feel like, you know, something happened, it didn't work, and you keep running it. So we got kind of exhausted with the tush push. It didn't help that after a while people started booing either.
Well, it is interesting because last week they got stopped twice, right? Yeah. And now you look at the numbers, they're under 80%. This used to be a 95 to 98% play.
Yeah, it was money. It was a money play.
80,
it 70, was like running Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl when
that
you ran
was
him
a money
off.
Play.
Yeah, that was a money play.
So 78 still a decent play, right? That's 78% is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not money. I mean, it's not a guarantee. So this week, a lot of talk about this tush push situation. Is it done? And are we seeing the end? I know you're tired of it. I mean, I'm ready for some different plays here. I mean, like, we've seen this a lot. Now, again, if they have a fourth and an inch or 5 inches, 6 inches, and you feel good about it and they got their whole offensive line back.
You have tush-push fatigue?
I do have some tush-push fatigue. I do. I mean, I'm ready for something new.
What do you say, Snoopy fatigue?
I don't call it Snoopy.
Snoopy fatigue.
All right, so this week we had some heavy hitters weigh in on what the heck's going on here with the tush-push. First, let's look at Jason Kelce. Did the Jaguars do something here? Did they figure it out? Let's hear from Kelce earlier this week.
Man, I don't know. I think that they had a very good game plan for it moving in. That's what I'll say. I don't want to, like, you know, give up any, you know, potential.
Yeah.
No one wants you to say that. Exactly. If no one wants you to say something that could help the Dallas Cowboys win this game. Okay?
Correct.
So please don't. Yeah. You think though it's possible Jags figure something out? Possible?
I think the Jags had a good plan. I still think the Eagles can execute it and operate it against anybody. I think that missing Jordan Mulata.
Sure.
So that was interesting because it's sounded to me like Kelce saw something that maybe Jacksonville did. And then Joe stopped him before he gave it away on the air, which the Cowboys probably wouldn't even pay attention to. But whatever. Like he kind of alluded to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. Then Sheil Kapadia was on, and Sheil gave what he thought. And I wonder if he and Jason saw it similar. Here's Sheil Kapadia on maybe what was going on with the Jaguars getting the best of the Eagles on the tush push.
And the brotherly shove thing is very interesting to me. You know, you watch it. And the Jaguars kind of employed this technique where they kind of did this own shove on their own, where they kind of had their linebackers shoving the defensive tackles. And I looked at that and thought, you know, are they solving something here, or is this just kind of a random week where it's not working? Did somebody's foot slip? Is it because Jordan Mailata's not in there? So I do think that's something that the Eagles have to analyze this week, because they've had such a luxury here over the last couple of years of short yardage. They haven't really had to worry about it.
So Sheil pointed out that the Jaguars use the defensive push. It's push versus push.
Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. I don't know the intricacies of the tush push, but it's when I look at it, it looks like it's momentum. And the size differential is what really helps. And I think Jason said something to that effect. You know, had Jordan Mailata out there. When you look at most of the times, when the Eagles have success with the tush push, across the board, the big guys, they outweigh the team that they're going against, big guys, for the most part. When you look at Jacksonville's line, they're pretty big. They're pretty stout across the front, like from their defensive ends to their D tackles. They're big guys. And I think that was one of the factors why Jacksonville was able to have so much success against it. A lot of times it's matchups, and that's how I see it. Now, the Dallas Cowboys have a little bit smaller defensive line compared to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's still an effective play, no question about it. It's just the way that you implement it against certain teams.
So I think we might be nearing the end of this thing being a lock as a play. So quarterback sneaks as a whole. Like yesterday we had a caller call in and basically tried to give Sirianni credit for creating the tush push as if it's like the West Coast offense or something special here.
Yeah, I heard that. I was
quarterback sneaks over the last 10 years have been successful like 85%.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to, the tush push gave us a little bit of an advantage, right? We took 85 and made it 95. If it's coming back down to like 80%, then they got to stop running this play. It's not worth it anymore.
I don't know.
But
I think a regular quarterback sneaks
85. If we're at 80, then why are we doing this play?
Well, I think it's unique to the Eagles.
Sure.
Number one.
Yeah, but it doesn't
and
work.
And I think that it didn't work last week, Joe.
Well, no, they're at 78% for the season. That's not very good. We've seen
a whole lot of it too, and teams know that if you're in a certain situation, if you're in a short yardage situation, they're gonna try to run it.
So it's interesting you said that. So you said we've seen a lot of it. You know, on average, they're running it more this year than they did last year. We're doing more tush pushes this year. They ran it 38 times last season. They're already at 23. We're only how many games into the season? They're 6-2 at 8, right? They still have 9 games to play. They're on pace to go at more tush pushes this year.
That's a lot of tush pushes.
It's a lot of tush pushing. All right, let's hear from Dick Vermeil this morning, who talked about this, and does he think this thing's about to get stopped? Here's Vermeil this morning.
You know, I'm not a big fan of the play because, we all talk about, keeping your head up in football. When you look at that play, half the players have their head down, bent under. So I'm not a big fan of it, but it was successful. It'll be successful again, but you got to give defensive people credit. There's nothing wrong with giving Barkley the ball on 4th and 1.
You want to give Barkley the ball, give him the ball.
Well, that's a way out of the tush push. Do something different. All right, 215-592-9494. Your take on the tush push. Are you tired of it, Kyle?
I'm getting a little bit sick of it. I have a great idea for the Eagles.
I want to hear it.
How about we get a first down on first down? Instead of getting in these situations where we have 1 yard all the time, it seems like that's happening way too much.
Well, it feels like almost like they planned for it. Like, we only need 7 here because we'll just do the tush push.
Sure, and I remember the Sirianni saying 1st and 9, which was cool. And that was great. We rallied behind the 1st and 9. But I'm wondering if they have another 4th and short play in their bag. This is kind of a confession here on Friday of Dallas week. But I have a friend who's a Cowboys fan, unfriendly.
A friend, or an acquaintance?
Yeah, maybe on the air you just call him someone you know.
Acquaintance.
Okay. I know a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, you don't say he's your friend.
It's too late.
That's a lot.
But obviously they have experience with Kellen Moore.
Sure.
And when we hired him, I remember him telling me, if you have a 4th and short play or a short yardage play and you need it, like a 3rd down and 1, 4th and 2 or something, you are going to be pulling your hair out at Kellen Moore's play call.
So this isn't his expertise.
I mean, clearly not. We know the tush push is not Kellen Moore's, right? That's an Eagles. I don't know if it's before Sirianni, predates Sirianni. I think Doug and Stoutland maybe are the architects behind it. Either way, it almost feels like a crutch at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm a little bit sick of it.
And again, I think any of us, whether you love the play or like, they do it a lot, if it's 95% and it converts a first down, nobody's going to complain to you, right? Because that just moves the chains. All right, let's
move. Yeah.
But if it starts being an 80% or less play, I don't want to see it anymore.
And then I think it's we're seeing it at a frequency now where it just feels like our offense is inept. I think there's a lot of things that go into why people don't like the tush push anymore. It was almost a money down. I don't have a problem with that part. I think it's more because of the way the offense looks as a whole.
Actually, the offense looks pretty good.
I mean, as far as running the ball.
And, well, they threw the ball well on Sunday.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They need to throw the ball a little bit better.
I agree.
Feel like in order for this team for us to be comfortable with it, it has to be more balanced in that sense. I know nobody has a problem with us running the football, but I think that it has to be more. You have to get more of the passing game involved for people not to be as down on the tush push like they are.
215-592-9494. We are in the tush push right now, and a lot to talk about with the game. I am very confident the Eagles are going to win and win big. I'm to the point where I'm halfway looking at the game Thursday. Like, I'm past the Cowboys. I'm on the Commanders on Thursday. The Eagles should blow the doors off this team. Cooper Rush, poor defense, no running game. This is a win for the Eagles. We have Hughes a little bit scared.
No, I'm just saying. Don't
fearful.
Overlook. You should never overlook anybody.
Brick by brick, Joe. Any given
brick
Sunday.
Brick by brick.
Yeah, this should be a lock win for the Eagles. And if it's not, then we got a problem here. And do you need to see a blowout? Kyle and I need to see a blowout. Like, we want a domination of the Cowboys. Hugh, I think, is okay with sneaking out a win over Cooper Rush. Are you going to feel good coming here Monday if they win by a field goal?
I feel good if they get a W.
If they win by a field goal over Cooper Rush, you feel good?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Hugh. Plus, we're looking today for the best rivalries. We're giving away, as Hugh would call it, the biggest prize ever. Is that
in
it?
Ever, yes.
In ever. The biggest giveaway, well, certainly in the history of the Midday Show. We're doing that over the next few weeks on the show. It is called ComboCon. It's Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, you enter by winning today or tomorrow or the next day or, you know, all the days moving forward. We're entering 10 qualifying winners. And if you're one of those 10, you get a chance to win a grand prize of a Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard Smoker and 55-inch TV. Let's go to the phone lines here. Donald in Chester. Hey, Donald.
Donald.
What's up? What's up, fellas?
Hey, Donald.
How you been?
Oh, we're good.
Joe, you're crazy today.
Why?
I'm sorry, crazy.
Why?
You're crazy.
What did I do? Because I think we're going to beat a bad team?
Joe, listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. The Commanders can wait for us to run the ball down their throat when they load the box, and they can wait until when it's so light, you know what I mean? They get this ball thrown over top of their head. So I think you know what I'm trying to say here. So listen, we're playing the Cowboys. We're gonna go down there, you know what I mean, and we're gonna handle business and take it seriously.
Handle business
as if that's right, as if we was playing the Bengals all over again. That's what we're going to do. As if Prescott was playing, even though a Cooper Rush is playing, but we're going to go down there and smash them, and then we'll worry about the Commanders. We're not overlooking Cowboys.
Yeah, we don't have the luxury to overlook anybody.
No, we can. We can That's overlook right. this Cowboys
because,
team.
Because and the thing is, we want to make sure, because if you want that three digit win, then you tell Sirianni. Mm-hmm. You know, to stay out of it. They tell him stay out of it. Let Jake Elliott kick as many field goals to add to the touchdowns, and we'll get our three digit that way. But I'm not looking toward the Commanders because we need it because the truth is starting Sunday. The reason why we should start Sunday, we need to get Chipley and Gainwell much more involved in the running game. We need to start on Sunday.
I would agree
with
that.
Saying? And smash them, and be back up by 95 by 9 o'clock tonight. You know, on Sunday night.
So, all right, Donald, do you need to see a dominant victory, or are you like Hugh? You're okay with just a field goal win or something?
Well, honestly, if you want my opinion, I think that it's going to be a dominant blowout.
Oh, so all right, so deep down, you know they're going to beat this team.
Say it's going to be a beatdown.
Yeah, because simply by the approach. Body off offensive approach we are. I just think so.
Well, I like that, and I expect the same thing. All right, Donald, what do you got for us today? Great rivalry.
Oh, okay, I got to go college football again, too, and it has to be Army-Navy.
Army-Navy is a good one. All right, Donald, that's a really good one. I like that better than the Penn State-Ohio State. Like, that's all right.
Yeah, they ain't been in the Big Ten by what, 10 years, 15? No, it's longer than that.
Who's that?
Penn State. Ohio State,
for
by what, 20?
Always.
Because the first year they came into the Big Ten, they won it.
Who's this?
Penn State. Penn State.
Which I'm going back a long
We're
time.
We're talking about like about 30. I'm gonna say they haven't been in the Big Ten less than 30 years.
I can't remember. It's 94. They won their first Big Ten championship. It's been a long time. I mean, yeah.
It's been yeah.
So
91.
They joined in 91.
Okay, they joined. Okay, 91. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a good while now. All right, 215-592-9494. Army Navy is a good answer there.
It is.
All right. Let's. But can I just point something out before we go back to the phone lines
what
here?
You got?
Well, I think you know. I understand your point that you can't just say a backup quarterback who's won some games. We can just overlook him, but he's not a good quarterback. And when the Eagles have played not good quarterbacks this year, they've done a really good job. Like, go through the games they've played against quarterbacks that are, you know, bottom 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They have held them down. They held down Derek Carr to only 12 points. They held down Big Creepy to 16 points. Daniel Jones to 3 points. And last week with, I don't think Lawrence is a good quarterback, right? And Lawrence only scored how many points offensively?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying.
16? So, like, how many points is Cooper Rush going to put up?
One of those Browns touchdowns was a field goal block, too.
That's a good point. Did we take that off the original number for you?
I think we'll have to reconvene.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get that those numbers fixed up there. You're right. So, all right, let's do the math on this.
We're doing math?
Yeah, we're doing a little math. Against Derek Carr, 12 points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Against Deshaun Watson, 9 points allowed. Against Daniel Jones, 3 points allowed. Against Trevor Lawrence, they allowed 15 or 16.
BG said the number they put up on their defensive meeting room was 16.
I mean, and Cooper Rush is obviously with that group, right? He's not with the group of Jordan Love or Kirk Cousins or Joe Burrow.
I like how you're trying to make this logical, but everything about this game is illogical, and that's why
sure
I feel the way that I do.
They're going to, they should any dominate the game. All right, let's go to Enzo in Westchester. What's up, Enzo?
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
Hey, Enzo, what's up?
Man? Joe, I want to talk to you about a mishap you had on Monday when you asked for the best game day question.
What did
you
I do?
You didn't say Eagles game day. You said best game day. That was your question. You didn't say what's the best Eagles game day thing. Two things that have on
well,
game
so,
day.
But I think there's an assumption we're in Philadelphia, right? It's WIP. It's the home of the Eagles.
Okay.
I would assume... Now,
you didn't have to give us information.
I would think. What about the Phillies? What about the Flyers? Slow down. Settle down.
But wait, no.
It's not like a game day experience.
It's got
a football
aggressive.
Sunday.
It didn't have to. But hold on. It could have been. No, wait. It could have been a Phillies thing. We wouldn't have said no to that.
Hey, I just like to get you going like you get us callers going, man.
Why? No, I'm not going to scream. Today I'm happy. And so we got ourselves a big win coming up on Sunday and then the real game next Thursday.
We do. But we got a game Sunday against NFL players. Mm-hmm. Regardless, he's a second string quarterback. He's still an NFL quarterback. And he's got the second position, not the third position on the team. So he's coming out to win. How many games they lost in a row, Joe?
3.
You don't think they want to win? You don't think being on a losing bench feels like crap?
So, of course they want to win. The Panthers want to win every week. They've done it like 3 times in 3 seasons.
Are you comparing the Cowboys to the Panthers?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, when you say they want to win, every team wants to win. Bad teams want to win. They lose.
Yeah, and when you look past the team you're about to face is when you lose that game. You know that. You're just trying to get us going today. That's fine.
No. I don't expect the Eagles to overlook the Cowboys. I'm overlooking the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not. They're going to win. They're going to get it done. And if they come out with a 3-point victory or a 1-point victory, to me, that's a big W. Don't need to be a landslide, in my opinion.
He's not going
to
be satisfied.
He's
not going to be satisfied.
Enzo Douglas over here.
I'll be
all
fine
right.
with a W.
Enzo.
Let's go on Sirianni. I need to talk about Sirianni.
Go ahead.
First.
You got it.
First and last time. He needs to go.
See, what do
you
do?
Now Enzo, him and I find common ground on Sirianni.
What do you do?
He needs to go. The talent on this team and the way we're going to build this organization with the guys we got, the young guys we got, he needs to go. We need somebody in there strong on both sides of the ball, a strong head coach that leads and knows both sides of the ball. We need that now. Is he a bad coach? I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but he's not a good coach right now either. He needs more time. But where we are right now with our personnel, he needs to go. We need somebody like, I hate to say it, but Belichick.
Now a winner.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Champion.
Yes, correct. Need that now. We need Jeffrey Lurie and Howie to get on that now.
That's not
we
happen.
Can bring back Nick in 5 years if he wants, but Nick needs to go.
That's not
now, that's a quite a theory.
That's not
we dump Nick, bring in Belichick, and then we bring Nick back.
Happen.
I mean, I hate what you're saying, but I don't like that dog's not going to hunt.
It could. All right, Enzo, what do you got for us?
Okay,
great
what
rivalry.
If we lost to the Jaguars last week? Would you have a different take on that if we lost last week?
Ooh. No, I would still have the same take.
Well,
we
didn't lose.
Come on, Hugh.
Because wait a minute. Hold up, Enzo. What I'm saying is this. Your suggestion is to go into the office today and fire Coach Sirianni because he's not the man for the job.
Well,
right?
I prefer to hear it as we upgrade with Bill Belichick.
Not fire.
No.
He wants upgrade.
No. He wants
that's
to.
That's what I want.
Enzo, you're being aggressive, and I'm getting a little nervous.
What a nervous Nelly here today.
No, but Enzo, this is what you're asking. You want them to fire Coach Sirianni today, right, and get Belichick in here to get ready for the Dallas game, right? That's what you're saying.
He'll be fine.
No. Get ready for the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's good spin, Enzo. It's good
Enzo,
spin.
Come Enzo, on. Stop it. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
So wait a minute. We don't have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl with Bill Belichick over Nick Sirianni. That's
I think I don't think so. And let me tell you why. Since we're talking about this in a realistic situation.
Yes, please.
They are responding to whatever it is Coach Sirianni's doing. They're winning football games. Whether they're doing it the way you like it or not, is that a fact? Because they won. Because like you just pointed out, they won last week, right?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. That's a
so
fact.
Now you want to bring in another coach that's going to bring in his own philosophy and it's going to change everything. You think that that's going to help us win? No, that's gonna add turmoil because a lot of those guys in that locker room are going to be asking, why did you fire Nick Sirianni and he had us at 6-2? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a question that you're going to have to ask. And a lot of guys that love him, they're going to have a problem with that.
Okay, so my rebuttal to that would be somebody like a Belichick coming in has the experience. He already knows everything that you just said. He sees the big picture. But you want to keep Nick. You think that's going to be better when we hit those good teams in the first playoff game and he makes some stupid decisions? You think Belichick's going to make the change?
See, Enzo's thinking big
Come
picture.
On, man.
Okay, but this
Come
is
on.
Chestnut checkers. Chestnut checkers.
First round of the playoffs.
This
we're going to be if we get out in the first round because of a decision from Nick Sirianni. Remember this conversation.
Cut the audio. All right, Enzo.
Okay,
give
Enzo.
Us a great robbery. What do you got?
Sorry, Hugh. I had to give you that mic drop.
Okay, that was a mic drop. Thank you for the mic drop, Enzo.
Was Coke versus Pepsi said yet?
No, it was not.
Let's do it.
It's a good Enzo. That's a really good one. We appreciate it. That's an old school rivalry that's still going on. All right,
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.